¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
I think we're podcasting.
Are we podcasting? I just need to say real quick, I'll do the business, which is thanks for joining us on the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast. If you would like to, please rate, review, subscribe. Also tell your friends if you want to see all this hot action and match what you're listening to some really curvaceous bods. You can see this on the YouTube. Head and shoulders, baby. Keep the imagination going of what happens shoulders down.
We got just a lovely message from a mom, which isn't a rare happenstance, but we got this message today where she was like, I usually listen to the podcast when I'm like driving, but then I go to YouTube and I check out your outfits. And I was like, ooh,
that's a you move. That's a you move.
It's not. I would do that?
Very into like, oh, look at her. You, if you were watching us, you'd be like, oh, yep, that's exactly how I thought Jen would have her office. Or, yep, that makes perfect sense that Kristen is sitting next to laundry.
Totally. Yeah. No, I would do that. I would do that too. But I thought it was a compliment that she was liked our outfits enough to
I love it. I love it. I also read a message from a mom, and this made me laugh really hard. Evidently, she was wearing a hashtag I Mom So Hard t-shirt. And some like seventh grader came up and like high-fived her. And she walked by going, are they fans of I Mom So Hard or do they think I Mom So Hard means something else? I'm like, c'est la vie. You got a high-five from a middle schooler. I think you're in the winning lane.
I know. That's so nice. That's very unexpected because being a part of I Mom So Hard, I think you'll agree, my kids won't acknowledge it.
My kids are like, wait, people find you funny?
I know, right? Yeah, well, anyways, go to imomsohard.com because we do have a funny live show. Get your tickets.
That's right. I wonder sometimes if people kind of don't know what to expect of our I Mom So Hard live show. And here's what I would say if you were trying to sell me a ticket to something that would be called mom comedy. Like, I would assume it was going to be like, look how funny these baby Bjorns are.
Oh, God.
I would never anticipate it being what it is, which is actually like a very solid 2-person stand-up comedy show with elements that are our own, which is like there's some clips and some fun videos and there's a lot of audience interaction. But make no mistake, I would walk out of there going, oh, that's just an awesome stand-up comedy night. Like that.
If you're curious, the way that we do it is kind of how we do everything else where we're like, I have this thing that I really need to talk to Kristen about. And then we like write about it, share it with each other. And if it like sparks ideas, and then we spend months like fine tuning it and stuff like that. So it's a good show. We're proud of it. Come see it. Get a bunch of girls. Bring your husbands. I mean, that's the new deal.
It is the new deal. It's and like, you don't have to be a mom to like the show. Being a woman is definitely like more of the drive than anything. And if you're a dude and you're single, then welcome for being a genius. Like, I don't know, if you want to be around 2,000 women that feel pretty good about themselves, it's not a bad night.
Man, it's got to be like shooting fish in a barrel, man, with all those like just horned up, recently single. That word always makes Tristan.
I love the word horned up. I'm so easy. If you just F with me, I think it's a love language.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you know, if you say horned up.
Oh my God. You're going to be so bored by this, but I have to before we get into all the other stuff. And I have a really great mom box that is so old, not shocking, but I love it. But before we get into all the other stuff, Kristen always eye rolls me about love languages. And I understood it for the first time today because I was listening to another podcast that I really love, and it's called How to Be a Terrible Daughter, and it's my friend's podcast. So it's one of my daughter's good friends. Her mom is a therapist, and she does this podcast with her cousin, and they're smart and they're funny. So I love this podcast. But she was saying today that, like, if your family, like, growing up, like, if you learned how to, like, when people were showing you love or, like, how to easily give love, then all of that is, like, it's like somebody teaching you to enunciate now. Like, it's like annoying. You're like, I've spoken this language my whole life. So, but because we had... You know, it's like, for me, it's interesting. I'm like, oh.
So you're saying that I roll my eyes at love language stuff because love language is, because love was abundant in my upbringing. Therefore, I'm
maybe.
It's less that. It's more, I don't mind love languages as a conversation piece. Actually, I do. I like it as a hit it and quit it piece. Like, this is my love language. One statement, moving on. We don't need to deep dive. I don't need to tear back the onion. I'm good to know. But
love,
I understand that
the old onion, by
any
the way.
Anytime there's a reference that makes things easier to understand, I get behind it. My bigger issue is when it becomes so nuanced that it's like an order at Cheesecake Factory when there's 75 details underneath it. And I'm like, you want me to what? Like, I just won't, like, big broad strokes are my deal. That's why, sorry, I'm going to totally derail us. That's why fine. I loved Inside Out 1, loved it. But I did think when my kids saw it, I was like, oh, this is actually more for me than it is for them. And it's a little bit heady. But Inside Out 2, which, if you don't know about Inside Out 2, it follows Riley, the main character, a girl who is going into middle school. And it, like, breaks down her character, herself, into these different characters, like anger and anxiety and all of these different things. I'll tell you, having that movie has made it easier to talk to my kids about how they're feeling. Well, one of them, because one of them hasn't seen it, but I still reference it.
Oh my, okay. So you liked the second one better than the first one?
I don't think that I liked it better. I think that my kids are at an age where they could get it and I could get it. Like, neither one of us were lost on the story. Whereas I do remember taking my kids to the first one and it just not being the right perfect fit for them. It was too, I don't know what the word is, like, brainy. No offense to any of my children or myself.
No, I get it. I do remember in the first one, there was a little part where I was like, enjoying it, but I don't know if I'm totally on board. And then the second one I really liked, but I was so in love with the first one still that I can't decide which one I liked better.
I think they're both wonderful. I think they're both totally different, and they should be, because that we're talking puberty as opposed to just childhood and moving into a new town. You get puberty in there. I like I've said before, I want to see Inside Out 46, where Riley is just right in the middle of perimenopause. I want to see what Pixar does to animate a goatee.
I think that's realistic. I mean, the franchise, like, Inside Out
bring
2.
Bring us on board, Jen. Bring us on board.
It made the most movie, or the most money of any animated movie, and it's like, what, opening month or something like that?
Yeah.
So I think they're going to make at least 46 versions of it, Kristen. So I'm
so now
sure.
When people talk to me and they're like, I'm like orange, like anxiety, I'm like, all right, I can party with this. It's another form of talking about love languages, but at least I like animation.
But wasn't it nice too that it said, you know, thank you, anxiety, for like bringing all these concerns. I thought that was great because a lot of us are like, oh man, I have anxiety. I know I'm a... You know, people think you're a fatalist or negative or whatever, but it's your brain just saying, be prepared, you know.
Right.
Like, I
really liked the way they approach anxiety. Immediately I cross my arms and I'm like, I'm argumentative. I'm argumentative.
But,
No, the thing I liked about the way they represented anxiety is because I think we use that word all too often as though it is a diagnosis and not an actual emotion that you experience.
Totally.
It is so natural and normal to have anxiety before doing something that is scary or new or challenging. And we have now given it a diagnosis instead of just giving it a moment. And I think what Inside Out 2 did is they made, sorry, my kids are screaming. Do you want to see rage? Do you want to see my rage? I don't know why they decide these two will be on screens until they can eat a screen, until I have to podcast. And that's when they decided to be active and go in the backyard and use all the crap my brother sent. That's like artillery grade freaking, what do you call them? Nerf guns that I'm on the fence about anyway. And they're now outside dressed like SWAT teams. So my head is spinning about how long before the police come.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
So there's that. And I said specifically, do not open the gate. Do not go out front. Guess where they are right now? Outside of the gate. But I'm sure in their head, there's a really easy way to justify it. Like, you know, I don't know about you, but here, let me add a character to the Inside Out conversation. Add one called Pushback. That's the, it's just a character. And all they do
I was going to say, let's name that character Butt, because that's all
like
I hear.
Like I could say it doesn't even matter. I could even say something they agree with, but if there is not an opportunity to push back, they don't know that that is they're like, I don't think you can communicate without pushing back. And I'm like, there's an entire universe of agreement scenes that are delightful when two people just say yes and instead of no but.
I asked Delilah this weekend, I go, how did you like your 9th birthday party? Like, pulled out all the stops because I'm like, this is probably her last like little kid one. She goes, it was so great, but you didn't decorate outside.
They just can't give it to us. They can't. Mm-mm. I always tell my kids, I go,
it's like, it was 114 outside. You weren't outside really. Like, why?
I always say, you give me what I want. When you open this present, sell it. Yep. When you see me
ever.
Get excited, I will script life for you.
Let me tell you,
I'm so ready for summer to be over, and we still have to go on our trip to Ireland.
Well, I know that that is one of the topics I wanted to talk to you about is how we're heading out of the summer. But I had to tell you quickly, and I do think we need to have an entire episode on this. my kids started watching The Simpsons, which that's a big leap because I've been pretty careful about what they watch. And then my husband let them watch The Simpsons, and I marvel at how intelligent the show is and like how well written it is. And the family's nice to each other, you know, like I remember hearing like Bart Simpson was naughty, and he's naughty, but like, it's so Eddie Haskell-y kind, you know, it's not bad. You know, this is me justifying letting them watch The Simpsons because my daughter has a lot of questions about sex now.
Yeah. I was going to say, I remember walking in on my kids watching The Simpsons, and I thought about it way less than you. I was like, oh, smart people watch The Simpsons. That's cool. Never seen an episode. I'll just let them watch it. And then I walked in and Bart Simpson was hanging outside of a window with two prostitutes, and Homer was trying to find him and was like looking out the window to the left and to the right. And I was like, oh, Homer, you dummy. They're hanging out below the window. And then I realized, oh, we're like 5 seasons in. There's nothing that hasn't been broached or talked about.
We're on season 35. It happened literally while I was trying to parent, which is another reason I'd love for this summer to be over, because I can't handle it. Clearly, there's like too much going on for either my husband or I to do a good job. So they're just Simpsons. So my daughter in the last like 3 or 4 days has asked some pretty major questions about sex. And I'll stop her and I'll be like, oh, that's a reference to blah, blah, blah. But realizing like we haven't had the conversation where I give her the key in the lock thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you guys don't know what the key in the lock thing is, it's the only way I knew how to explain to my son, because I wasn't exactly sure what to say. Jen was like, key in the lock. And then I was like, well, what are you talking about? I'm not talking about home security. I'm talking about sex. And she's like, no, dummy. The key is the penis and the lock is your ha-ha.
Yes.
I did make that reference and it was 100% lost on my son. But we did have the conversation and then I figured the school will pick up where I left off.
Well, I was thinking about it and it was probably about the same age that Finn was.
Yeah.
Like nine. Yeah, like it was during COVID, right?
Yeah.
So, and need to know basis. Like I just want her to understand the science, because also I know kids will be like joking about stuff they don't have any clue about. I said, you know, you asked a couple of things that you're ready for this part of the information. So I said, you know how females have a vagina and males have a penis? And she was like, yeah.
She's like, it just got weird.
She's like, iPad going up to cover her face.
I don't think she is. I think Delilah's like, yeah, go on. Whereas Dashiell's like, let me cover myself.
No!
But Delilah's like, I would like more information, please.
Well, she asked about it when we were all in the car yesterday. I was like, we're not going to have that conversation right now, because I want you to feel like you can ask anything and not like you're limited by, if everybody else knows it, I don't want to ask a dumb question or whatever. So I said, well, you know how, you know, penis, vagina, all that. And she goes, yeah. And I go, well, in order for a woman to get pregnant, the penis has to go into the vagina.
Not for very long. It can be in there for a matter of 2 minutes and all of a sudden.
Shockingly fast. Yes.
It can be a great 2 minutes.
But she goes, really wish you would have waited until I was older before you told me that. And I go, well, do you feel uncomfortable? Does that feel like too much information for you? She's like, no, I just didn't know that. It feels weird because I didn't know that. And I was like, okay, but you're hearing people talk about sex. If when you hear that word, that's what they're talking about. And, you know, of course I went through the, like, you have to have your advanced degree. You have to be, you know, happily married, all that kind of stuff, you know. And then I was like, do you want to talk about it anymore? Have any questions right now? Because you can always ask me. But for right now, that's the information I feel like you need to know. And she goes, well, did you and Daddy have to do that? And I go, yeah. And she goes, was it awkward? And I immediately started laughing, and so did she. And I say, yes, it always is, Delilah.
Yeah. Delilah, that's why a margarita or two will never mind.
Calms everybody down.
Don't ask Aunt Kristen any questions in this wheelhouse at all. You will be steered wrong. Oh my gosh.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
I have to tell you, on that note, we went and saw Twisters with he's been our hot flash. He's such a babe. Glenn Powell, who I am really into lately. And it really, I mean, of course, he's so hot. He's like a junior Matthew McConaughey, all of that. But what I like about him is he's kind of a dork. There's an element of him that is a nice guy, which I really like. And then it's, of course, built inside of this like Adonis who looks good in every angle and wears a t-shirt like it was meant for his body or whatever.
I saw this mom on TikTok who was like, here's the plot of the movie Twister. And she took her phone into the theater and like took all of the like shirt off.
Hilarious.
Name is, and like put them all together.
Listen,
in a
real. Here's what I'm going to tell you about the movie Twister. I love the original. I really did. to me, it just like cooks with gas. It's that thing that happened in like, what, when was the original Twister? Like the late 90s,
yeah,
early 2000s. And it's like, it's everything we love about that, which was like a little bit of like, feels a little reckless, like the filmmaking mm-hmm. itself. You don't know. You're like, I bet that guy really did break his femur making that scene. You know, like it was movie first and actor second, which is by no way a good way to do anything.
No.
But like it was way less like the CG that were was available was
the
so bad.
The flying cows and whatnot. Yeah, yeah.
They had to make the rest of the story actually cook because the CG was so bad that like you didn't want to depend on that. So now the CGI is so good that they really weigh heavily on that. Twisters is totally fun. It's not my favorite version of the movie, but Glenn Powell is such a
just a hottie.
He's such a heartthrob. He's such a nice guy. He is worth the crush that everybody has on him. And he's so dynamic and he's flirty and fun. And I know him to be an actually really nice guy. Like all of the interviews he's in and he's doing, I mean, actors now have to do a bazillion interviews for movies.
Oh, yeah.
So you see him interviewing and then being interviewed by the interviewer and then a phone you know, recording the interview itself. And you're like, good God, I'm not unhappy about it. There's a lot of angles of Glenn Powell that I know about now.
I know that that sounds like that's a great hot flash.
Hot flash, hot flash.
I know we've done him before, but he deserves it again, right?
I'm going to give him the hot flash again, and here's why. So I took Eleanor and Finn to the movie, and I don't know if I can give this justice. Okay, she's like, oh, that guy in that movie's sure not hard on the eyes, is he? And I'm like, no, you 84-year-old woman. So we got seats and we were in those recliners. And so the two kids were in front of me. It was Finn and Eleanor directly in front of me. And I was behind them in a seat, just enjoying my time. And my husband did not go. So it was just me behind the kids. And when Glenn Powell comes on camera for the first time, Eleanor, without missing a beat, I see these little hands in the Taylor Swift heart go up as though she were saying to me, and now I'm in love. And
okay.
It was the cutest thing. So then we get done and there's a part in the movie where they describe what he describes what he does for a living. And he's like, she's like, I'm a scientist. And he's like, I wrangle tornadoes. And you know, it's that wonderful, like cheesy, like heightened. All right. So you say, but there's only room for one of us. And if you feel it, run after it or some shit. So we get done with the movie and Eleanor's like, well, that Glenn Powell could sure wrangle my tornado. I was like, Eleanor, sweetie, you need to take it down a notch. So I knew.
And Bill Paxton's son is in it too, right? He's got a cameo in it.
Have a cameo.
It's not a big card or something, but
no, but there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun for everybody to have at this movie. I just loved, I think any film that came out when I was in my early 20s that I attached to in some sort of like adventure scene, that it's never going to be beat. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But Finn came out of there like, oh, man, I need to mew more so I have Glenn Powell's jawline. I'm like, are both of you in love with him? Like, they just, I mean,
it's confusing. I get it.
I mean, I'm on board with the Glenn Powell. He is worthy of all of the crushes. Finn's like, I need to work out my abs. I'm like, that's a grown ass man, sir.
Yeah.
Like, give it a beat.
We all, that's what everybody does.
We all go see it and we think, if I just worked out a little harder, maybe I would have that. But
yeah,
then I'm like,
totally.
But I'm also married. And why should, if I'm doing the crunches, why isn't he doing the crunches?
I brought a hot flash today. This isn't a double. It is because I think it's only for you.
Okay.
It hit me in the feels, but I do feel like it has all the elements that you will love.
Just attraction and overall, like, heat?
Here's... It's bull riding. It's bull riding.
Okay,
done. And that's what it is.
Done.
Okay. So I love this so much. So it's about, this guy's name is J.B. Mauney, M-A-U-N-E-Y.
There's no bigger cowboy name than J.B.
Are you kidding me?
J.T.
I saw this. It was like a list of kids that were in the Utah rodeo. And it was like, my son Copper, Steel, Ryder. I was like, I know all of your parents, actually, because they're from Nebraska. Like,
but, yeah, okay. Like we always said, it's every Midwest kid there's an AJ, BJ, CJ, EJ, JJ, and Skylar.
Totally. Totally. JB Mauney. And he was like this legendary bull rider. And then I guess he was like 38 when this happened. It happened last September. He's riding a bull named Arctic Assassin.
Arctic Assassin?
Arctic Assassin. Yeah. So you know that sounds a little bit dangerous.
Yeah.
So he got bucked off. Arctic Assassin.
No.
Broke his neck.
And they do because it's a really dangerous sport.
He's forced into retirement in about, it's like he can't bull ride anymore, obviously. I mean, he's lucky he can walk still. He can. He's got some pretty pretty rough movement.
Yeah.
But here's the beautiful part of the story. About the same time, the owners of Arctic Assassin are getting ready to retire him. And they're like, hey, do you want the bull? And you can think to yourself, like, what would one do to the bull who wrecked their career?
My freezer.
Guess what he did? He brought this bull to live on his ranch, and it insists on like laying at his feet and making him pet him and scratch him like a dog, Kristen. Like, he's so happy now. Like, and I just love this guy. Like, he has trouble moving. Like, you can tell in the video, like, he's gaining stuff back.
You break a neck and you live to tell the tale, or you can continue to walk. You're forever in a very, very vulnerable state.
But
especially if you have to fuse anything, then God, if he's on his feet.
Right. And it's a beautiful story. It's video of him. He's like, I go up, he wants to scratches every morning. And if I try to walk away, he comes over to me and like gently is like, give me more scratches.
Way to make a hot flash have feelings, Jen. No, I just can't even.
I know.
Like, now you take the real wind out of the freaking heat sails.
Talk about
needs
sexually
to be me
confused.
Ending it. Yeah, I just need to talk about
Kristen, it's not hot flash because it's only there's a small subsect. I'm sure that
it's
finds
a hot
bull rider
flash
hat, but,
ish.
Yeah.
Although I do find cowboys to be
me
very
too.
Attractive.
Of course.
My mom loves telling the story about how she went to Cheyenne Frontier Days.
I know.
And got bit in the butt by a cowboy. And I'm like, Terry, this is a tale as old as time. You have been telling this story for my
entire
life.
Don't act like you hate it. It gets less and less believable every time.
Was it like, who's the cowboy? Because evidently he's the one that got away, because you talk about him all the time. He bit me in the butt and I turned around and I slapped his face. I was like, is that where the story ends, Terry?
No.
Or is that where the story begins?
That's the night I got pregnant with Kristen.
That's not that the lights went out on Terry.
She loved it. Okay.
She loved every second.
My kids are talking about this thing relentlessly, so I know that yours have to be too. And I'm really putting it off, especially because you're going out of town. I'm going out of town. And then we get back and school starts. But my kids are begging to go back to school shopping.
Oh, God, no, we're not there yet. And I don't know if we're going to be, because both kids have uniforms.
They don't know
how lucky you are when you get kids that have to wear uniforms.
But you already got the
greatest
uniforms?
Thing. Yes, man, we got them on. We got Eleanor's and, lucky enough, your friend and my other friend.
Oh, they're at my
both
house.
Had kids. Have hand-me-downs, and all you gotta do is white tape that shit so you can write your own name in it. And so she is wearing vintage Catholic uniform stuff and new Catholic uniform stuff. We are set.
So my neighbor brought over these shirts for Eleanor, and there's about 20 of them in there. It's like a huge bag
great.
Of stuff.
I think once you remove uniform hassles or like clothing hassles of school shopping, it's a game changer. Quite honestly, I know everybody's, there's going to be opinions about this. I don't know why we don't have school uniforms as a mandate for all schools, because I think it literally helps parents relax.
Totally.
It's so much more affordable. It's so much easier. It's so much less pressure. And by the way, all I'm thinking right now is pens and pencils, highlighters, and we do backpacks every 1 or 3 years. Like, it depends on,
right.
we'll buy it. And then depending on the, like, Eleanor's is destroyed. Finn's is 100% fine.
Yeah.
We'll just base it on that. But I am not a new backpack every year person.
No,
I think that's silly. So I feel very good about back to school this year, because it's, I think we'll
that's
probably
great.
Get a new pair of shoes, and that's it.
I'm the opposite. I think if your kids go to private school, where, like, I think uniforms are great too, just because I think it evens the playing field a little bit.
I do too, man.
And it just takes this thing that you don't have to worry about, not just for parents, for kids. Like,
and
if you feel like you look like a dork, guess what? Everybody else does too.
And the thing I like about it that I didn't know I would like so much about it is fewer arguments parents have with their kid.
Oh my God,
about
yes.
what they wear that isn't appropriate. So you just slap on a uniform and it's kind of like, you know, I know everybody like pushes the limits, because when you get into high school, you'll like wrap the skirt so it's a little bit shorter. You'll do those things, but you'll get in trouble at school, and then you get in trouble at home because you'll get a call home. But
right.
to know that the kids walk out the door and it's that easy, that like a uniform simply says, we're not going to argue this morning because you're not wearing a crop top or something too baggy, or even
right.
cartoons on it that are offensive. And
my God, the shorts are so short. And I know my problem with short shorts is this. As someone who doesn't have a problem personally with short shorts, but I am going to wear them at the right time. I'm going to wear them to a concert, like with a cute.
Yes.
I'm not going to wear like shorts when I'm going
to
go out
to a rodeo
or to play mini golf or something like that, because I don't want my butt cheeks hanging out.
Yeah.
And also, I don't want to sit on like a bench at a ball game. I don't want to sit in grass. Like, you got to have the right outfit for the job, you know? Like,
I agree. I'm an old fogey when it comes to shorts and crop tops and too much skin. And like, I'm just, you can say what you want. I've always been kind of buttoned up. I told
she
Eleanor,
thinks a V-neck is just risque, you guys.
I do. Well, it's funny. I told Eleanor, we were in the car, we were having one of our conversations. I go, look, when you and your girlfriends go out, and I use the term hoochie. I say, if you and your girlfriends want to go out and you want to dress hoochie, it'll be fun for you, because you and your girlfriends will be out together dressed the same, and you can take care of each other, and it's fun, and you're in your 20s, and it's your body, and you can express yourself. And she goes, wait, have you ever dressed hoochie? I go, yes, Eleanor, I was in my 20s at one point, and I did wear hoochie clothes. And she goes, it's hard to imagine that you would
all
wear
right.
anything hoochie. And I go, you don't know. When I was in my 20s, the big thing were those tops that tied in the back and tied around the neck. I wore one once.
God, I didn't. Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah,
you
did.
Give me a break. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
With the one I wore, I was like, this is indecent. I need to go. I'm a person that likes a macro short over a micro short, as we have all seen and understand.
Well, my son, it's different though, because he's going into middle school.
He doesn't want to wear micro shorts?
No, he doesn't. Definitely not. Thank goodness for that. He would, as a joke, you know him. He likes to
get husband.
People laughing 100%. He's going into middle school, and forever, I have never consulted him on what he would like to wear, besides saying like, what feels most comfortable to you in terms of like fabric or whatever. Like, his favorite thing forever have been those like Under Armour shirts, which he got from Finn, that don't have the like knit it's like the same like fabric as the shirt itself.
Yeah,
those are
like
his favorite. Thinks they're super comfy. And then he wears those with athletic shorts. And I think all boys go through that just like athletic thing, because it's just comfy. But we went to this store in the mall called Borders, and it's like a surf skate shop, kind of not like a hot, it's got like Patagonia and like North Face and stuff like that. Like, and then it's got like local brands that are kind of artsy and cool. And of course, we went there for his dad, looking for stuff like hats and stuff for Father's Day. And he's asked me now 3 or 4 times, can we go there to get my school clothes for this year? And I'm like, what are we talking about here? Like, wardrobe overhaul? Is that what you're looking towards? He's like, I just want to dress like older. I wrote down literally, Kristen, what he said, because it made me laugh so hard. He said, I want to be less nerdy. I would like to make the cool reports, not the extremely boring reports.
Meanwhile, my son and my daughter dressed like minions to go see the movie. And I was like, I'm so happy you guys are. Finn wore my overalls. He's never worn overalls before. And he's like, Mom, what do I do when I have to go to the bathroom? I'm like, use a stall. Don't. Don't drop them.
Wait, but don't boys still have the hole in the front?
No, he wore my overalls.
Oh.
And wait, to surprise you, mine don't have a flap in the front.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of pressure because, like, forever I've been just buying his clothes at Target, which is not to say anything. It's just, it's good quality. They last for the most part at Target. It's like normal, trendy kind of stuff. And now all of a sudden he's like, I want to go to these, like, mall stores. And I'm like,
I think you're going to pick it out. Well, there's pressure on the, obviously, again, this is why I hate, you know, I think everybody should be in uniforms as these conversations. But I think that, like, you know, the first day, the first couple of days of middle school is just overwhelming, full stop. I remember, like, I, the night before my first day of sixth grade, I like fully barfed. I was like, and these are all people, by the way, that I had known my entire life.
But not as a middle schooler, Kristen.
But it wasn't like, yeah, I was gonna, like, literally my friend Brandy, her sister was an eighth grader when I was like, these are people that I saw the day before. It's not like all of a sudden I miraculously walked in and there's going to be like a hot new guy that's going to be into me. Absolutely not. It was all people that nicknamed me since kindergarten.
Somebody could have moved to the neighborhood. You don't know.
No, not
been a transfer student.
Not until I was an eighth grader and I didn't like the person that moved in.
Oh my gosh.
It was all
that were on him like white on rice, man.
Oh
like,
my God. They
first
were
new
like,
blood.
Oh my God. He's so cute. I'm like, he's not that cute, you guys. He's just new. He's annoying. Like,
yeah, news.
But
flashy.
I do remember like sixth grade just feeling terribly overwhelming because it's the unknowns. It's being with older kids. It's the locker. It's the pressure. And I think, I'm just kind of, it's also a little different because my experience with Finn has been put him on a bus and c'est la vie. Like, sixth grade is different for parents. They don't really need you at the school. They don't want you there.
I am trying to figure out how to wiggle my way in. Don't worry.
They want the kids to be able to sort of stand on their own 2 feet, learn their own study skills. I know. And then on top of that comes like, what is your style? Who are you? How are you? And the nice thing about middle school,
my kids' middle school's hiring right now. I'm going to figure out a way to get in there.
You can't. You're going to focus on Delilah and her elementary school years. But Dashiell's going to go into middle school and he's going to have strong wings to fly like a little bird. And then he's going to come home and tell you all about it.
His friend from lacrosse, who's in seventh grade, goes, man, you don't want to go to middle school there. And Dashiell's like, why? He goes, lots of fights.
Oh my God. If that isn't literally that is how everybody describes middle school.
I know. That's the urban legend, right?
It's every middle school is like, oh, get ready. There's lots of fights. I'm like, hey, buttholes, we all know each other. Who are you fighting? Where are these big fights breaking out? Like,
I go, Dash, there might be eighth graders fighting and their bodies are just bigger. So that might feel like it's a bigger deal, but it's not going to be any different than like them pushing each other around like they do on the playground already, right?
I mean, I just think there's, yes, Jenny, yes. He's going to get in there. He's going to get a lay of the land. He's going to wear a cool outfit. He doesn't need eight of them. He needs like one or two that make him feel cool. He'll have a hat that he can have his bag, put it on after school because hats are the freaking devil for teachers. Hats and hoodies, horrible for teachers. So spare your teachers. And then he's going to get a lay of the land and he's going to be just fine.
Well, this has changed in the last couple of years because I was online like looking at articles about it and just making sure I'm doing it the right way. Because when I need comfort, the thing that I do is like, look for a tutorial or a research about it or something like
and
that.
I'm like, whoa, school starts tomorrow? I forgot. It wasn't in the calendar. Are we already 3 days behind?
Why he's bugging me about the new clothes is because he goes to the like bridge week next week. Like he has 2 days of like learning his locker. So he's going to meet people. So he wants like his cool new clothes and stuff like that. Like now. So I got to like handle that now. But I was looking up online, and it used to be that the it was like the bulk of your money spent for back to school was clothes, and then shoes, and then school supplies. But now it's school or it's clothes, tech, and then shoes. So it's like parents spend about $500 on clothes. Yeah.
But that's for the year.
That's for the year.
Oh, okay.
And then 300 something is kind of the average because you have to get a device, which we are. It's exactly right for us. We're getting an Apple Watch for Dash.
Oh, yeah. That we did too.
So parents, the tech is like a huge part now that they have to like prepare for. So I got to get that this week.
I have to say, in an effort to figure out how to make life work without a smartphone, because we didn't want to give one to Finn until he was 13. And I wish we would have even waited longer. But we did make it to 13. Is the Apple Watch is a really nice, useful tool in a lot of ways. As long as they don't get in trouble for wearing it in school, because like in school, it can ping and ding and dong. And it's usually us parents. I would say my word to you is make sure he has a zip area of his bag or in a separate component that's like pinned to the inside of his bag that his Apple Watch always goes in, so it doesn't get crunched underneath all of the textbooks and all the stuff that he has in there.
Okay, so he can't wear it during class?
I don't think so, because they're a distraction and like he can get in trouble. I would just look at your rule book. For us, it's a no.
This is going to drive you crazy, Kristen. There are a bunch of states that do these tax-free days. Do you know this?
What's that?
They'll do like a weekend before school starts. So if you're listening to this, I found this on NerdWallet, you guys. They don't sponsor us, but you should sponsor us, NerdWallet, because this is where I read a lot of this. Like states will do like August 1st through 2nd or whatever that weekend is, no sales tax. And especially because when kids go off to college, they usually spend $1,500
before for bedding and for all that stuff.
So it's a whole like it's good for retail because they get like busy.
Yeah, it's kind of like Amazon Prime Day. Honestly, it's like why not give local, and also you'd be giving small business a break. You'd be giving everybody, the retailers in the neighborhood, like the brass buckle.
Oh God, if you're a billionaire, yeah. No, it's like in here, it would be like almost a 10% discount off of whatever it is that you're buying.
That'd make a big break. Yeah, people should be thinking about that more because
California doesn't do it.
No, and California's expensive.
I know. It pisses me off that they don't have that. This is another reason I'm going to run for Senate or something like that.
I'm not.
I haven't like had the need to like spend a ton of money on their clothes, you know?
Yeah.
And now like this year that Dash is asking for a lot, I'm starting to feel the pressure.
You know, with Finn, he's actually kind of got his own little thing going. He's so funny. He'll wear like, what does he call it besides drip? Not a look. Oh God, a fit.
A fit.
So he'll get some new drip, you know, so he's got a fit. It's a fit. So it's got to all be one color.
Your son dresses like very, I'm trying to think of his name, like, you know, St. Elmo's Fire kind of days, like with like the long, like lagoon sort of shorts and like a board shirt kind of, you know, like a button down. He's like an 80s heartthrob is the way that he dresses.
That's exactly what he's going for, by the way. And I think that would make him so happy to hear that. But he's so stinking cute, but he's got the alpaca hair and he like,
yes, he's got
all
the
things coming out of his mouth.
That's what's
like,
cool.
Is it? But I'm just watching him going, you're still a dork. And I'm so into it. He wore two of the sea twisters. He wore a Hawaiian shirt and pink Bermuda shorts and green tennis shoes. And I was like, you're the guy that someday a girl's going to be like, you just need me.
Yeah. He's like the seventh character on Breakfast Club or something like that. He's Spicoli. Oh my God. He's Spicoli.
Oh God, Jen.
Isn't he?
No.
I don't know.
Thank God, please.
I'm not looking forward to spending this money.
He does dress like Spicoli. I know. I just think everybody needs to like, it's easy to get wrapped up on the new school stuff, but just remember you're kind of just aiming for one day, because once they're back, they don't feel like they have to jump off a high dive and be a super different person. They're just, the unexpected of that first day is what I think is like the scariest for the kid. But then they're right. like, oh, right. It feels more comfortable just to be me, the thing that I've sort of been growing up as. It's not like all of a sudden one day they're like, all right, that's it. I'm going full goth. You know, that's right. a lot to keep up with.
I guess I'd have to encourage him if he did. He's also like convinced because he's read like too many whatever dork diaries or Diary of a Wimpy Kid kind of thing. Where he's like, I'm going to get pushed into a locker or some kind of like, you know, those like nightmare urban yeah. legend things. But
well, they're not really goes, urban legend because I've had experiences and I'm just going to say your head doesn't fit.
Thank God. That is, oh my God, that's so nightmare. I can't even think about it.
He's not going to be shoved into a locker.
I just started having a panic attack. Thank you, anxiety, for
Yeah, anxiety, me. She's back. You guys, she's
you
here.
You see this orange cloud?
Oh, God, please. He's still Dashiell is so fine. The reason I'm not worried is because he's so fine. He's going to be great. He's going to be great. It's going to feel like he's got a little bit of a drip. He's got drip. He's got a look. He's got a fit. And then he'll go into sixth grade and he'll be like, oh, yeah, this is awesome.
You know me. You know this is like my. You're going to ask me to come shopping with you and help you come up with a wardrobe. It's like my uniforms. Dream scenario.
This is my dream scenario. I want to wear uniforms.
You do wear a uniform.
I do wear a uniform. Literally, that's my like happiest place is to like if all of my t-shirts were white and black and I wore jeans, some version of denim shirt, denim pants, denim shorts, white tennis shoe for the rest of my life and a leather jacket, I am 100% happy.
I think you could do
that's
that.
That's what I do.
I think you do.
That's what I currently
do. That,
do.
Yeah.
I'm packing sometimes for Ireland and I'm like, Kristen, how many versions of a white t-shirt do you need? I'm like, six.
Yeah.
They're all very different.
Don't overpack.
I'm not. Three shirts, two shorts.
Okay, don't underpack either.
Okay.
Three shirts, Chris.
I'm doing, because we're at Airbnbs, I can do laundry.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do like undershirts and one button up and like, I'm going lean, man. I don't want to have to carry too much and I don't want to have to, nope.
Are you just doing a wheelie? Just a small like overhead wheelie? Wow.
That's it. 10
Kids
days.
Too?
Yep.
Oh
one
my
bag.
Gosh.
One bag per person. Figure it out, TikTok. My daughter was like, I think I'm going to have to bring packing cubes. I'm like, the cube is your suitcase. That is your packing cube.
I like where your head's at, Eleanor.
Jeez. Eleanor's like, I you can wrangle my tornado if you want, Mr. Glenn Powell. We got to go to Ireland. All right. Glenn Powell has got to be Irish.
That could be more Irish if it were Glenn O'Powell. Of the Glen.
Glenn O'Shaughnessy. Well, Jenny, did we podcast? I think we did.
Podcasted. I think so.
Well, thanks everybody for listening. Have a good rest of your week. And
God, good luck
we'll
getting
you
ready
on the flip
for school.
Side.